The soft scraping of approaching footsteps disturbed her resolute happiness. Silvala swore silently. The idiot trying to sneak up on her was going to ruin her evening, and possibly her life. Murderer, kidnapper, or mere footpad, whoever it was, must also believe she was deaf. Refusing to panic, despite her heart beating slightly harder than normal, Silvala rose calmly to her feet. Sword gravitating to her hand, almost of its own volition, she turned to meet this new threat. Dirk smiled. She could handle a sword. He'd heard the Avondale King's daughter wasn't bad for a girl. Now he knew just how arrogant that understatement had been. He admired the way she rose to her feet in a single move. It wasn't quite feline grace. She didn't have the killer's instinct, but her balance and guard were admirable, if a little high and maybe a little tense. Most soldiers wouldn't notice, but Dirk did.
"Ah, Dirk,"
Silvala said, twisting her lips into a smile. Inside, she was cursing. Why couldn't it have been your average run-of-the-mill murderer? Why did it have to be the best murderer in 5 kingdoms? But then, Dirk would not have made such a noisy approach accidentally, so maybe she'd live a while longer. To give herself time to think, Silvala paused and looked him up and down. No doubt he had some fanciful notion about bundling her back home like some idiot princess who needed rescuing. He stepped forward an inch. She stepped back an inch.
"Surely this is a new role for you. I wonder what the exact title is. Nanny, kidnapper. Do you really think it worth your trouble to stoop so low?"
Not naturally good with words, Dirk opened and shut his mouth like a stranded fish. Silvala breathed deeply, trying to hold her own tongue, which was extremely good with words, mostly the sorts of words that got her into trouble. Dirk frowned.
"Gracious lady, sword-masked, mistress, glorious, fighter, what role could I possibly play other than myself? A man who is faithful and honest and highly skilled. I could not, would not, pretend to be anything else."
Silvala paused again, as if to give full consideration to his answer, as if this wasn't the trite answer she'd hoped for. Both skill and honesty. Good. She would demand both.
"That is well,"
she stated firmly, all the while trying to think ahead and realizing the skill she'd learnt in diplomacy might not be quite as useless as she'd believed. Dirk, having previously relied on his sword for all his negotiations, was remarkably inexperienced. He bit, and he bit hard.
"Princess, my assistance could be invaluable."
He had great hopes for that sentence, thinking it so beautifully vague, and yet he'd fallen right into Silvala's trap.
"Maybe, as you say, a man such as yourself would be of some use,"
she said, as if she might be naive enough to fall for such bland reassurance.
"But who would be accountable for your actions if anything untoward were to happen to me?"
Dirk almost choked. He'd heard how accountability worked in Avondale. Silvala didn't give him the chance to interject.
"I think an oath would set my mind at rest. A simple oath to follow and obey. But it would have to be binding."
She smiled vacantly. Feeling things were getting out of control, Dirk held on doggedly to this one thought.
"Yeah, let's see how well I follow and obey the little minx when she's trussed up like a pig and gagged. I'll be right behind her then, all right, and no mistake."
Dirk heaved a sigh and nodded. She was a princess, and the daughter of his current benefactor. The forms should be followed, had to be followed. He was trapped in the role of hero, and she, damsel in distress. It was a pity she was failing to live up to her part. She didn't even seem upset. Quite the opposite. Silvala was amused at her own audacity. A blood oath was binding. Nobody crossed the realm of death unless they wanted to reside there permanently, in perpetual agony. By custom, however, it was also the oath of servitude to royalty.